Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, I think. Cass, are you here today?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm here or halfway here.
Or just here.
Right. We're gonna light some candles and
hopefully our spirits find us in our bodies right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
It's been.
I don't know where the matches are.
Oh no.
Y'all, we need the matches.
Okay, well, I gotta go get
a lighter. You guys keep talking. No, that's too short.
Okay.
You guys keep talking.
So, it is February 21st, 2023. This is our first podcast since like
September. Yep. What? It was September 29th, I think.
Holy cats, Batman.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a lot to catch up on. We will talk about the craziness that's happening in our astrology world here later, too. But let's catch you all up on everything that's been happening. And with us, because there's been a lot.
Whew.
So, candles are getting lit. Rosemary is getting lit, possibly, because we love that. And Carmen's getting poked by her headphones.
I put them on backwards, okay? That's the kind of day we're having already.
So, who wants to go first? Who wants to catch people up on things?
You start us off, Sarah.
All right. So,
you're the leader. You're a fearless leader.
Oh, I don't know if we need to go that far. But
own up to it.
So, let's see. September till now, huh? Well, the store was slow. The store's been slow. So all you people listening need to come and shop. Seriously.
Or use our website.
Like, if you're not in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or thereabouts, we ship.
Look how big that purple one got. That's was crazy. Like at first.
We ship all over the place.
So that lavender is... Dreams, love, and desire.
What, that candle that you just
said?
Yeah,
that candle represents.
I don't really need dreams, lavender. Love, and desire.
I don't need to desire love. I have that.
But other people, possibly. They're not going to hear me say that.
Yellow. Yellow is clairvoyance and communication. Did you see that one flamed up too?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Communication.
Okay, so we do ship.
Or you can pick it up.
All over the place. Or you can come pick it up. Like, we'll meet you at the door if you don't actually want to come into this fabulous space that we have created.
But you should come in because it's really cool.
It is really cool. And we recently rearranged most of the store. And we've got new product in. And Carmen and Butch and I are all still here doing what we do. So...
Ooh, making new product.
We're making new product, too. There's some pretty cool things coming up, I gotta say. But so then, like, personally, we got through Christmas and everything was fine. I was gonna go donate plasma, as one does when you're broke. And
yes.
Why is that always the first thing? People are like, well, I can donate plasma.
Because they'll pay you for that shit.
They'll pay you a lot of money for that shit. And it's super easy. Yep. Or so I thought.
Well.
Not so much. So I go in. I go in and my pulse is too high. And I'm like, I don't feel like my heart is racing or anything. So they let me sit 10 minutes and then go back up. And then it was still racing. And so after the second week in a row that it did that, Carmen, God lover, was like, hey, you might want to go check with your doctor. I was like, all right then. So I called my doctor and they're like, yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
That's so not great.
Why don't you come in for an EKG? And I was like, oh, okay, when? They're like, tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
So I did that. This is all like middle of February. No, we are in the middle of February. This was
January.
Middle of January. That's right. So this was all in the middle of January, and then EKG results came back normal. I tried for 2 more weeks to go donate plasma, and they were like, guess what? Not going to happen. And then I called my doctor again, and she's like, okay, let's get a heart monitor on you. So for the last 2 weeks, I had a heart monitor on to see if I have AFib or any kind of other weirdo things happening. I didn't feel anything else except for one time I felt weird, and they said to hit the button. So I did. But that's going back in. I think that's about it for me. Yeah, so that's what's been going on in my life. My kids are good. Everybody else is fine. I may be, you know, slowly falling apart, but we're not sure about that yet.
If you do, we'll Frankenstein you back together.
Yes.
Right.
As long as I can be here in spirit, I'll be good.
That's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I'll take over. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you better.
The look in your eyes when you said that.
She's like, yeah, maybe not.
Leave it in the will.
Leave it in the will.
So I almost died from the flu.
She legit almost did.
Literally. My heart rate was over 160 by the time I got to the emergency room. I was admitted. Is that the right word?
Admitted, yes. For 3 days.
Yeah. They did blood work. They gave me a shot of, antibiotic as soon as I got there, because my fever was so high as well. So they were assuming that I had sepsis, but they had to do swab for COVID, obviously. So they also did a COVID and flu test, and they were like, we're not expecting this to come back positive, but it was positive for influenza A. And it took a lot of medication, my heart rate being monitored for, 48 hours, the IVs with fluid and like anti-nausea meds. And yeah, it was crazy. I was on oxygen for 24 hours. Like, I was horrifying.
It was legit sick.
Like, I've never been that sick in my life. So that was scary. But the stupid thing is the fucking ER doctors, like, thank you for saving my life, but they put sepsis and pneumonia and influenza A in my chart. And the sepsis, like, there was no infection in my blood. They tested it multiple times. They did the chest x-ray, and like, I had what looked like bronchitis, but that was because of the flu. Like, I was coughing so much. So now that's in my chart, and everybody asks me about that, and I'm like, no, it's not correct. That's not correct. But they can't remove it from your chart because a doctor put it in.
I would ask your I'd ask what's her name about it, because they
asked the doctor.
She removed something for me the other day that wasn't right.
Maybe I'll call the office and ask them what, like, the procedure is or something.
Yeah.
Because it was really annoying. Like,
oh, you had sepsis. No,
no,
actually,
I didn't. I did not.
Yeah.
But I got better. Everyone else in the family got it, but nowhere near as I did. Like, our youngest was the sickest after me, and she was fine in 3 days. Like, it was completely different for her.
Yeah, that was so scary, though.
Were you the first one to get sick?
Mm-hmm.
So for you to get it that bad and then everyone else to get it,
it was scary.
Nerve-wracking for everybody.
Yeah. And luckily the doctor at the time prescribed the anti-flu. What is it? The antiviral?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
I can't
It's
either.
Not Zofram, because that's the anti-puke one.
Yeah, I'm allergic to that. That one causes me to hallucinate.
Ooh.
And not in a good way.
Fun.
No. The last time I had that, I thought I had bugs crawling out of my leg.
Oh, no. No.
So I went to the urgent care, and he was like, I'll scrape your skin and look at it, but I don't think you have bugs in your legs.
You're like, dude, come on.
You're like, no, I've seen them.
So that's how I learned they just use a razor blade, and they scrape your skin with it.
Ow.
And put it on like a little, the little glass trays for mm-hmm. the microscope.
Yeah.
And look at it.
Huh.
Because they can see like fecal matter from, oh my God, why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Stop it. So you go to the emergency room and almost die.
Yep.
What about, how much did that cost you, Carmen?
So after insurance, $2,000. If ooh. I didn't have insurance, it would have cost me $7,000 to survive the flu.
Ridiculous.
$7,000 to not die from fucking influenza A in a first world goddamn country. Why the fuck is that a thing?
It's let's ridiculous. Burn it all down.
Burn it down, man. Start fresh. I'm here for it because this is fucking ridiculous.
Absolutely. Abs-fucking-lutely.
This may be ask controversial, me how I feel about it. What if just like everyone stopped paying their medical bills? What are they going to do?
I mean, people do that.
Yeah. It's, you know what they do about it?
I have someone calling absolutely me right now for nothing. It. Exactly.
Who cares?
Man, I'd rather live than die, so.
Right.
That's what happened. And then time kind of like paused for almost 3 months.
Kind of seemed like it though, didn't it?
Because when I came to on the other side, mm-hmm. 3 months mm-hmm. later, I thought I had just had the flu like 30 days ago. So I don't know what happened in that fucking time frame, but it's gone.
Well, you moved.
We moved September, before that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in September.
A month before that. Okay. Yeah.
But what's so weird is that I remember you having the flu like 2 months ago.
Right?
Not it's like so four. Weird.
Right.
When was
November?
The end of November.
Really?
Yeah.
It was after Thanksgiving, right?
Yep. It was like 2 days after Thanksgiving.
I thought it was last month.
I know. See?
Like time means nothing. Still, time, obviously.
Time like folded and we went from yeah. point A to point C with nothing at B.
We got through it though somehow.
We're alive, you guys.
Everyone's
we made it.
B point was a little bit different.
It was weird.
It was weird.
So yeah, Grand Rapids public schools suck, you know, like
most of them, not all of them.
I'll fight you about it because this one is supposed to be a really good school and it's turning out to be fucking garbage.
I know.
And my scientist wanting to be daughter is losing her love for science because of museum school. That's rough.
It is rough. Yeah.
That's rough. She's a straight A student and she fucking hates science now.
Yep.
Because of a white man. Sorry, I had to say it.
Don't be sorry. Stand up for her. That's what we do.
I try all the time.
No one's surprised.
Right. Surprise, surprise. No one's surprised. So, Cass, the fuck's been going on? Ooh. Loaded question.
Well, since September, well, my life has completely changed. I just went through a divorce, so... Ooh, phone rang.
Of course. Well, Sarah's going to go answer that, and Cass is going to keep talking.
Yeah, when we last recorded was right before I left my husband in October and moved out. Sorry, Carmen's telling
me. No, like, get closer to your mic. Okay. Yeah.
Is this good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, my life has completely changed. I'm no longer married, and it feels really good to have it all over with. I mean, when I was going through everything and waiting for it to go through, I was just, like, in limbo, it felt like, you know, just... Yeah. Trying to heal and process everything, and I've stopped doing readings for the time being, but I'm back now as of the last couple of weeks, which has felt really good to have some routine come back.
Yeah,
having a new year start feels really positive, and I have a lot of fun plans, so. Whew, but man.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, point B. I think that's why I thought you were... sick a month ago, because that's what I came to.
Of course. you know?
Yeah. It was January 10th it went through, and I feel like that's when I, like, woke up. And I was like, oh, my God. Wow.
Huh. I wonder if... Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that brings up a lot of stuff. Things are starting to click. Damn it, Cass.
This is why we needed to catch up like this today. Yeah. Not really worry about a plan for this podcast, but...
No. We just needed to talk.
Yep.
Say hi to everybody.
Yeah, man, it's been rough. I mean, the holidays were...
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Very difficult trying to, you know, right in the midst of that. And plus, the holidays are always a really difficult time for me anyway, just with all of my trauma and religious trauma and everything. So,
Same.
It was a doozy.
Yep.
But we made it through. We made it through.
We did. And we're all alive. No, thanks to the insurance. No. Well, they paid a huge chunk, so I guess thank you a little bit.
Only partially thank you.
Yeah, partially thank you. But man, things, like, I wanted to say, oh, like, all this has been happening, but I don't know. Point B was gone.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, the major things that happened that, like, shook our lives up, and then just sitting in the aftermath of that has been...
Every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just been kind of day by day for me, too. I mean, every day, up until the last probably month, it was just, all right, get up, make it through today. Tomorrow's a new one, because things have just been changing so fast for me too. Like, I'm a different person than I was 3 months ago. You know, like, fully.
You absolutely are.
It's crazy. I'm just shedding so much skin. You know what I mean, in a figurative sense, and really finding myself in a way that I never have been able to. And it's crazy because I'm 28 years old. You know, and I feel like behind on that a little bit, but.
Hey, mine didn't start until the 30s.
Yeah. I mean, everything happens differently for everybody. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Shedding our skin.
Finding yourself.
Oh, okay. So mine didn't start until after I was 40.
Fine.
So you're ahead?
Yes.
Way ahead of the
loop. At least of us.
Way, 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 way.
Okay, cool. I feel better. Thank you.
Speaking of 40, were you done? Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. So
it was crazy that you went through all that stuff too.
It is wild, man. I don't know.
It is. It is. Yeah.
What was I going to say?
40.
Oh, 40. So there is a local. There's a ton of local boudoir photographers in town. But one of them that I used to work for, Mod Betty, is doing a 40 over 40 photo shoot and gala, which is this coming Friday. And I participated in it. And so if anybody listening wants to go to that gala and see a bunch of amazing pictures of all these fabulous women over 40, it is this Friday at Mod Betty, which is at 706 Curve Street here in Grand Rapids. And Butch and I will be there. Along with a bunch of other people. So that was cool. Another fun thing that I did. When was that? November.
Mm-hmm.
I did that
See,
in November.
What the fuck?
That does not seem right either. Nope. Was that November?
It had to have been.
Yeah.
Everything just kind of like... Bleh.
Yep.
And then... restarted.
Yeah.
It was all those damn retrogrades, man.
It was, seriously.
What is that sound? Do you keep hearing that? The, like, bloom? Do you hear a laptop sound?
No.
Like, out loud?
Uh-uh.
Okay, never mind then. I'll just go back in here.
Put your headphones back
on. Okay, I'm just going to sit in the corner.
It's fine, everything's fine.
I'm not losing it. You're losing
it. You're losing it.
So, Sarah.
Yeah.
That's fucking fabulous. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I unfortunately can't go to the event because I have an event.
I know. You suck.
because Sarah forgot to put it on the calendar.
I think Carmen forgot to tell me to put it on the calendar. Regardless, it didn't get put on the calendar. So the store's going to be closed at 5 o'clock on Friday the 24th. So don't plan on coming down because nobody will be here.
Nobody will be here.
Pardon me. So how about let's skip to the astrology end of things. And what's going on this month?
Oh, well, we just had a new moon Sunday in Pisces, so it's the
guess what? It's Pisces season. Pisces.
We have to change the board.
We have to change the board. Hey, Pisces, come in for 10% off your store shopping experience.
Yes, this is where you belong. The 12th house is the house in the birth chart where Pisces naturally falls. So,
yay! And I'm Pisces, if you didn't remember.
And I'm partially Pisces.
Yep. Carmen's a third Pisces.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say piece of shit.
Hey, you don't do Pisces like that.
I have ADHD. I'm sorry. My brain fills in sentences.
Yeah, it's Pisces season. Pisces season's always really heavy for me because it's the last season in the zodiac, you know, before it starts Aries. So there's, I feel like it's very shadow work vibes.
Yes. And like epiphanies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Right before the spring really starts, too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shedding the skin.
Yeah. And right now, like, we have major, major shifts happening next month. As we're going through the spring equinox, too, we have Pluto changing signs, which is major. Pluto will be changing from Capricorn to Aquarius, and this will be a little dip into Aquarius for a few months before it retrogrades back into Capricorn, and then we'll go fully into Aquarius next year, but this is still going to be a very noticeable shift. It already has been. Everyone around me, and I'm sure you guys can say the same, has been going through some like very crazy changes the last couple years, and that's because Pluto's been at the end of Capricorn, where he's been since 2008. So
holy shit.
Yes, it's like a major wrapping up of the last, you know, many, many years.
That explains a lot.
Yep.
Like literally.
Yep. That's like all of it, you know. Explains everything.
Heavy sigh.
Yeah. Big. So, and at the same time, Saturn is moving out of Aquarius and into Pisces. So those of us who have been going through our Saturn returns in Aquarius, you are free. We've been having that since 2020. So that's going to be a big shift as well. And with that happening in the midst of Pluto shifting, March is just going to be a whirlwind.
Well then. March is already a whirlwind. Like,
I know.
We kind of need it, though.
Yeah. We need to turn this shit upside down on its head.
Right. I mean, yeah. Like we've been saying, time's just been a blur. I think all of us need this push start, no matter how chaotic it may feel.
Mm-hmm.
Which chaos is Pluto, so it will be chaotic. It will be chaotic.
Of course it is.
I mean, why not?
But chaos is fun, right, ladies? We're chaos witches.
I live in it.
I mean, she's not wrong, however.
It's not always fun, chaos.
Valid.
Oh, fun chaos.
But it is always interesting.
It is. I can't deny that.
No.
It's why it's hard when we say, like, oh, what's been happening? Because everything and nothing at once.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you want from me?
Right. So many weird, strange things. Which story do you want to hear?
Right, exactly. Where should I start? And then do you have time?
I just thought of, like, four other things that I forgot to mention.
Well, exactly.
Let's hear it.
And, you know, but... It's like I need to just bang my head against a concrete wall for a minute and like reset everything because
Please don't do that. I don't think that's how we reset our brains.
We need a reset. I need a reset.
I can boop your nose. See if that helps.
I'm not my cat.
Okay. Fair enough.
My cat did boop my nose yesterday, though.
Was it the best thing ever?
It was the best thing ever. Good. She came up real, real, real close, and she doesn't ever kiss me. But she gets real, real close. Mm-hmm. And then she put her nose on my nose.
Oh. Was it cold?
It was very cold. And it was very refreshing.
I bet. She knew you needed it.
I mean, I know that sounds weird, but like that's what I felt.
No, I fully understand. Yeah.
You know.
She said, boop.
She said, love you.
Yeah. Here you go, Mom.
And this is the cat that's like, I like you on my terms. Mm-hmm. You are not going to tell me to let me pet you. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Which one?
Nova.
Nova. She deluded calico?
Yeah, the deluded calico. She's the one that's like...
aloof.
I like you, sort of.
Some days.
Some
enough
days.
Enough to boop you.
When I come to you, mm-hmm. you can't come to me. Mm-hmm. I will not like you that way.
Mm-hmm. My tortie's like that.
Yeah. So... what else is going on? Ooh, I get to be a doula for one of my best friends.
Ooh. So amazing.
That's and magical. It's not Carmen, because Carmen is one of my best friends, but she has no things to get Prego anymore, so it's not her. Don't worry.
It's true.
I mean, people could have been thinking. You never know.
I am not pregnant.
Thank
Neither am I.
Goodness.
We're all Neither on the same page here, you guys.
After three boys, she's finally getting a girl.
Aww.
And it's amazing. And she's due on March 24th. So she's hoping for an Ostera baby. And I told her to have her
Aries
on the,
baby.
The 16th to be a Pisces girl. And it's on my birthday, so.
She's partial.
I'm partial. We are having my birthday party at the store on March 18th. Mm-hmm. And this year we are giving 10% of all sales to the AYA Youth Collective here in Grand Rapids, which is an amazing organization that helps homeless queer youth. You don't have to be queer. You can just be homeless youth, too. But
it's a safe space.
It's a safe space. And I really wish I knew more about the program itself so I could tell you all about it. But look them up. They're amazing. And they used to be called HQ for other people here in town who might know that as them. That didn't come out right. Had a brain fart, guys. Sorry.
It's all good.
Anyway, last year we gave to the Grand Rapids Trans Foundation, and this year we're doing the AYA Collective. So that is on March 18th. To celebrate my birthday.
I was like, what's happening over there?
And
trying not to die.
So, and then my daughter has her green belt testing on March 18th as well for karate.
Okay.
Oh no, someone's here.
Oh no. We're open.
We're open. Let me
hold on. We're coming. Sorry, somebody just came
in the door.
Into the door.
We're doing our podcast, so we'll be right there.
No, you're fine. Daughter and testing. So that could be, that's also on the 18th. And then Naama, the baby could come on the 18th. So this whole whirlwind of March.
Everything restarts in March.
Everything restarts in March. And
get ready.
We might sounds like be it. Having crazy times.
Yeah. Yep.
Especially that weekend. So yep. Here's hoping that the baby comes early or late.
Mm-hmm.
And not on the 18th.
That's all we're asking for.
That's
one
it.
Day.
One thing. And that all of you come shopping on the 18th.
Yes.
And before, because we miss you.
Well, yeah. But, and we have a raffle.
We have a raffle, a gift box worth $250. We are raffling that off. for $20 raffle tickets. We will put the link in, what's it called? Not our bio. I mean, it's in our bio, but down below in the podcast thing, episode stuff.
Description of the episode.
Somewhere.
You know, it's been 5 months since we've done this.
Peekaboo.
So. Something will be down there anyway.
Yeah. It's also on our Facebook and our Instagram, and you can just like send us Cash App or Venmo about it, and we'll mail it to you if you don't live in the United.
I mean, yes. If you're listening to this,
I don't
this,
know why I'm dying.
You can win it if you live outside the United States.
If
we'll mail it to you either way.
If you don't live near us, we will mail it to you because we love you and we want you to come in.
Yeah.
Or just buy from us.
And listen to the podcast.
All the things. Sorry. We're not asking much, okay?
It's a little chaotic today. I mean, it was bound to happen.
Yes.
And if you do hear this, Cass is in town today on Tuesdays. And can read your astrology charts.
Yes, make an appointment. Let's talk about where all of these big shifts are happening for you personally.
Yes, do it.
Anyway.
All right.
Do we have love any you. Help? Oh.
This is what a Pisces new moon feels like, everyone.
We're all like, hee, hee, hee.
Fuck yes.
I'm ready for it because it's been
chaos.
Fucking rough.
Confused chaos.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds about right. With three chaos like witches doing a podcast.
If you were here, you would understand what like an energetic hurricane feels like.
Yeah. Like legit. I'm going to take a picture. It's not really going to do us justice. But I'm going to try to take a picture and we'll post it on our socials. And then you can be like, oh, that's what they're talking about. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Nope. Can we all? Nope.
That's not going to work. Nope.
Never mind.
We tried.
Anyway, you don't get to see what we look like today.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Cass and I. And then Miss Carmen's across the way, hiding behind her mic. But you'll get the gist of it.
You'll get it. Just
so anyway, we've missed you. We love you.
We're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, we're ready to do this, you guys.
Yeah,
this is gonna be a good year.
Let's get this party started.
Episode of After Hours at the 12th House is brought to you by Sunshine and Rainbows.
Oh, I love that. Because that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Bring all it on. The sunshine.
Bring on spring, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ready for spring.
Carmen and I are going to get not matching tattoos.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Matching, not matching.
So you can donate to that cause as well.
Also donate to mine because my goal for this year is to get a tattoo every month.
Yes. Yeah.
Go to our Patreon.
Yeah.
That hasn't been updated in months, but we go will update that. It. Do that. There's all kinds of good, fun things you can do if you come into the store.
Yeah, absolutely. And we changed it all around for spring, so come see it.
We did.
Looks we did fresh and new. We love you guys.
We love you so much. And come see us.
And have a great rest of your fucking day.
Yeah. And hopefully you don't get too upset with the storm coming tomorrow.
Shut up, Sarah.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye.